Every year, thousands of bands vie for spots at official showcases at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin. But in the 30 years since it got started, it's become bigger and bigger. Over 2,200 bands played on official showcases last year, which means it's harder and harder for bands to get noticed. This led me to ask the question, is going to South by Southwest worth it for bands? That's the Tucson band Sixa. Last year, when its members went to South by Southwest, they told KJZZ they were hoping to make some contacts, be heard by agencies, maybe even find some opportunities for licensing, which is when your music is played in TV and in movies. So, did it happen? Not so much. Here's guitarist and singer Brian Lopez.
There's the professional side of it, but it's so hard to tell who's who now because there's just too much. It's too exploited. You can't see through all the muck.
It's fair to say that Lopez is jaded about the possibilities of success at South By. He's been a handful of times over the last 8 or 9 years, and while he knows that on some level it can be valuable, he's also kind of over it.
And of course you're going to go because, yes, the whole music industry is there. Whether they're paying attention or they're using it as a free ticket to party, like which a lot of the industry does.
Lopez knows it's very rare anymore for a band to get something concrete out of a showcase, be it a record contract or a write-up by a well-known music critic. Instead, you try to build up your name and your band's recognition there.
I mean, I kind of think of it like if you're in high school.
Rachel Brodsky is a music journalist for Paste magazine.
You're like a varsity player and you're hoping to get a scholarship and you're hoping that like some scouts will be there.
She says for artists, the key is not going in with lots of expectations.
I would go into it just saying, I'm going to do my job and have fun. I'm going to play shows, going to have a good time, hopefully meet some people. If that didn't happen at the end of the week, then I wouldn't say it was a bust because at least I got out there. At least I did it.
But it can be hard to have that attitude when it is so much effort to go. Many bands lose money going to South by Southwest. And it can be a logistical nightmare getting to Austin and navigating your way through crowded streets and alleys with all your gear while dozens, if not hundreds, of other musicians are doing the same thing. That's Kais Isar, a Phoenix musician who played at South by Southwest for the first time last year, driving about 15 hours to get there, and then coming back to Phoenix immediately after his show. Since that performance, he's released an album and he started playing more shows and bigger shows.
I don't want to attribute all the success that I've had in the last year to that because I don't feel like, you know, anything really came out of that, but it's like something you would like on your resume.
But was South by Southwest worth the effort? Both bands said they would go back under the right circumstances, which means something different to both of them. Music journalist Brodsky has seen some bands whose careers were directly impacted by their time at the festival. Still, she says it might not be for everyone.
I think it's just a really case-by-case thing. But try it at least once, because you know, you may regret it if you don't.
Brodsky also said that this year, she and her colleagues have noticed a lot of corporations are scaling back their sponsored stages. While this may not be intentional, it has the potential to result in South By moving a little closer to what it was originally intended to be. Sarah Ventry, KJZZ News, Phoenix. And I'm headed to South By Southwest. You can hear my reports on air throughout the week and follow what I'm up to at kjzz.org/sxsw.